first public hearing lasted all day and into the evening yesterday, but DNR hydrogeologist Larry Lynch says the comments now give them more to consider. Also on Tuesday, the DNR sent a letter asking GTAC for more information about stormwater drainage and other technical points. Much of the testimony was against allowing GTAC from bulk sampling, including concern about the possible pollution of the Bad River watershed and Lake Superior from the 4,000 tons of rock to be mined in that process. Opponents spoke passionately about preserving this pristine area for future generations instead of removing the top of part of the Pinoki Hills. Just as passionately, but in one-tenth the numbers, were people who made the case for jobs from mining. So Lynch says not only are they at least 3 months from making a decision on allowing bulk sampling, but more importantly, 15 to 18 months before GTAC can even apply for a mining permit. Once that happens, a decision on the mine permit would be at least 2 years after that. The Republican legislature boasted that the new iron ore bill would speed the process to have a mine permitted in about 1 year. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Hurley.